Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3 of Green Living with Connie, a podcast about sustainable living. My name's Connie Cow, I'm a Melbourne-based content creator at connieandluna.com, and I love learning about permaculture, zero waste living, self-sufficiency, and sustainability. And so, I created this podcast to share with you little insights and tips on these topics, and how to create new habits for a greener home and kinder future for our planet. So before we start this episode, I just wanted to say a really big thank you for everyone who's been listening so far. It's so great to have you guys along for the ride, and I'm so happy to see that there's a community of like-minded individuals out there. Now for today's episode, I'm going to be chatting about eco-friendly fibres in fashion, or in other words, sustainable fabrics. So over the past few years, I've started to pay more attention to what the clothes I buy are made of. You know, those fabrics listed on the care label. And the more I read, the more I start to understand how fabrics work. When it comes to fashion, choosing sustainable fabrics where possible is a great step towards creating a more eco-friendly wardrobe. But how do we know what fabrics are sustainable? Are all natural fibers good? And are all synthetic fibers bad? Or is the truth a little more complicated than that? You see, clothing can be made a number of ways. It can be either made from natural fibers, so fibers that are derived from plants found in nature, or they can be synthetic, or of course, a blend of both. When I was younger, I didn't really get the problem with synthetic fibers. I thought, great, technology advancement has created something that literally looks exactly like cotton or wool, but is cheaper to manufacture, and so driving the costs down, making it more affordable for more people. But now I get it. You see, synthetic fibers such as polyester, acrylic, and nylon are man-made fibers created via a chemical process using petrochemicals, making synthetic fibers a type of plastic. Which means that when polyester, acrylic, and nylon breaks down or sheds, it breaks down into microfibers or microplastics, creating pollution and becoming harmful to the beautiful creatures living in our ocean. If you have only learnt this for the first time today, you too might be horrified at the thought. Unfortunately, the sheer volume of synthetic fibers in our day-to-day life is just a fact of reality for now, as the movement of using more sustainable fabrics in clothing manufacturing is still in its early stages. If you own a lot of clothes made of synthetic fibers, don't throw them out just because you know what you know. Continue to wear them with love and give them the love they deserve, since all the effort has already been put into manufacturing them. However, you might want to consider using something like the Guppy Friend washing bag to capture the fine fabric hairs or microfibers that break off during the wash cycle to prevent them from going into the waterways. These microfibers will gather into a ball, which you can then remove and dispose properly in the bin. But for anything new that you might be buying in the future, I encourage you to take note of the fabric label and consider if there's a more sustainable fabric out there for the same product. And here are a few fabrics that are good starting points. First up, linen, one of the most eco-friendly fabrics in the world. Linen is a natural fiber derived from flax plants, which are capable of growing in poor quality soils. The process of turning flax plants into linen is water efficient and pesticide free, with the entire plant being useful so nothing is wasted. As linen is a natural fabric, it's biodegradable at the end of its life. Though, I know that buying linen is a bit of an investment. It's one of the more expensive fabrics out there, and that is mainly because the process of harvesting the plant and turning it into fabric is longer and a more difficult process compared to other fabrics. But it's definitely worth the investment given its durability and quality. The next fiber that I wanted to share is hemp. Hemp is another sustainable fabric as you can grow large amounts fast in a dense space, meaning the less land is needed to farm these fibers. Hemp also requires very little water to grow, and the plant fertilizes the soil it grows in, leaving it in great condition. It also doesn't require pesticides and has long fibers, meaning that the processing is a lot more efficient. Hemp has been growing in popularity recently, so definitely keep an eye out for brands who use the sustainable fabric. Moving on to number 3, organic or recycled cotton. Cotton is one of the most popular fabrics out there. Whilst it's derived naturally from cotton plants, conventional cotton is unfortunately not that sustainable, as it is one of the most chemically intensive and water-hungry crops to grow. Conventional cotton uses around 24% of the entire world's pesticides, which is detrimental to the soil it grows in as well as the people who farm it. So, a better option to regular conventional cotton is to look at organic cotton or recycled cotton. Organic cotton grows with minimal pesticides, however, there are varying standards of this, and the best way to make sure that organic cotton is sustainable is to check if it is GOTS certified. Alternatively, you can look for recycled cotton, which is an even more sustainable option than organic cotton as you're not using virgin fibres. So the next fabric that I wanted to mention, or should I say fabrics that I wanted to mention, are Lenzing EcoVero and Lenzing Tencel. So you may have seen the word Lenzing pop up in recent times when shopping for fashion. I know some of my favourite brands have been using this quite a lot lately. So Lenzing actually refers to the name of an Austrian company that produces a range of different fibres which they have given their own trademarked names to. And a few of their fibres which you may have heard of include Lenzing EcoVero and Lenzing Tencel, which have only been around for a few years. These fibres are derived from wood pulp and created using an environmentally responsible closed-loop production process. The resulting fibres, Lenzing EcoVero or Lenzing Tencel, are both certified compostable and biodegradable, making these fibres both really great new age, well, inventions. Now, the last fabric I wanted to mention is Econil. Econil is a fibre created by Aquafil, based in Italy. It's a recycled fabric that is created from synthetic waste, such as discarded fishing nets in the ocean. This waste is then regenerated in a closed-loop system into Econil, a regenerated nylon, but processed in a more water-efficient, less waste way. As Econil is made out of recycled synthetics, it's best to use a guppy bag where possible when washing. There are also plenty of fibres out there that I haven't mentioned because we could really go on and on here. However, what I do want to say is that evaluating fibres is a bit more complicated than it seems, and everything is not all black and white or good or bad. Take for example bamboo, another really common natural fibre. Bamboo is great in that it's derived from fast-growing bamboo plants that require no pesticides. However, if bamboo is then turned into a form of rayon, which is what most products labeled bamboo are, then this manufacturing process is chemically intensive and not a great option. However, if bamboo is turned into bamboo lyocell, then this is a much more sustainable, eco-friendly process. But bamboo lyocell is not as commonly used as bamboo rayon. So as you can see, there's definitely a lot to think about and research when it comes to fabrics. Oh, and of course, I forgot to mention that buying secondhand is an absolutely amazing option to be more sustainable in our wardrobe choices and something I love doing myself. But when it comes to fabric choices in general, I hope the above gives a really good starting point in being better informed the next time you're looking at the fabric label. And any sustainable choice you make, no matter how small, is a step towards a better future for our planet and people. Making more sustainable choices in your life doesn't have to be a perfect practice, and I feel like the most important thing about a sustainable living movement is to be inclusive and encouraging. If all of us imperfect humans began with a few simple swaps, then together we can make a big difference. So guys, thanks so much for tuning into episode 3 of Green Living with Connie. As always, I'll leave links to all the things I talked about in the show notes below so you guys can check them out. I hope you enjoyed this and learnt a thing or two. If you have any suggestions or comments for future podcasts, feel free to email me at connie@connieandluna.com. Thanks so much, you guys. Take care and chat soon.